So we're doing the Netivot Shalom on Parshat Vayigash, and the topic is Anochi Yered Imcha Mitzrayma. Hashem says, I will go down with you to Egypt, Hashem promised Yaakov. Yaakov was scared, and Hashem promised him, I will go down with you. So we're up to the letter Beis. Bochaim HaKadosh Makshe, the Holy Orachaim questions. The Orachaim HaKadosh was Rav Chaim Ben Atar. He questions on the Pasuk, Anochi Yered Imcha Mitzrayma, Hashem says, I will go down with you to Mitzrayim. The Ma'akatuv Mashma Ki Yodai Mo Shechina LeMitzrayim. The Pasuk seems to indicate that the Shechina went down to Mitzrayim together with Yaakov Avinu. V'kashel Divrehem Zal, and it's difficult, according to what Chazal tell us in the Medrash, Shamru Ki Mitzrayim Liotam Le'agilulim Lo Hayta Shechina Sham. Chazal tell us that because Mitzrayim was so filled with idols, the Shechina didn't appear there. V'lazen, therefore, Chazal tell us, Hayam Moshe tzarich latzet chutz la'ir, Moshe had to leave the city of Egypt, litpalel, in order to pray about the Makos. When Paro begs Moshe to stop the Makos, d'chsiv, it says, Moshe Rabbeinu tells him when it comes to the Barad, the Makah of the hail, so it says that Moshe Rabbeinu tells Paro, "Kitzeiti ta'il, when I leave the city, if roset kapaya shamayma, I'll raise my hands up to heaven. Hakolot yechdalun, the thunder will stop, and ubarad, and the hail will stop coming down." So Chazal tell us, why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to tell him when I leave the city? Chazal say, because the Shechina wouldn't enter Mitzrayim. And yet, in our parsha, Hashem tells Yaakov, "I will go down with you to Mitzrayim." V'katav, so the Orachaim HaKadosh wrote, V'ulai shekavanat divrei Hashem, maybe what Hashem means to say in our parsha, when he tells Yaakov, I will go down with you to Mitzrayim, he al derech omro imo anochi betzara. It's like Hashem says, I am with him in a time of duress. Sheramaz lo, ki kaviyachol yisbol imo hatzara, that God was indicating to Yaakov, that so to speak, God will suffer in this situation, God will be in duress together with Yaakov and the Jewish people. And that's what Hashem says, I will go down with you to Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim in this pasuk doesn't mean the area of Mitzrayim. It's not the name of a geographic location, but rather it is a term for, it's a verb over here. I will go down with you to the situation of affliction. Because Mitzrayim comes from the word tsar or meitzar. Mitzrayim, Hashem says, I will go down with you. Mitzrayim, perush lashon meitzar. I will go down with you to the state of duress. V'chulu, etc., the Orachaim explains. Ulo'olam lo yarda shechina l'mitzrayim. And in essence, the Shechina never really went down to Egypt. Mekomam tunaf, that defiled place. So that's the explanation the Orachaim HaKadosh offers. Ach makshe al ze, but the Orachaim asks about this. Mimash amu chazal bekamam komot, he says, but we find Chazal tell us in a few places, ki shechinaim mahim b'mitzrayim, that the Shechina was with the Jewish people in Egypt itself. Komram, like the Gemara says in Mitzrayim, in Masech's Megillah, the Gemara says, wherever the Jewish people went, the Shechina was with them. Galul Mitzrayim, the Gemara says, when they went to exile to Egypt, Shechina imahem, the Shechina was with them. V'chen amru, and so too we find Chazal tells in the Medrash Tanchuma, that Yaakov Avinu was coming to bless his children. It says, Vayishtachu Yisrael al rosh amita. Yaakov Avinu bowed to the head of his bed. What was he bowing to the head of his bed? L'shechina shaita sham. He was bowing to the Shechina that was at the head of his bed. Umva'er, so the Orachaim explains, Dehinei hashra'at hashchina yesh b'madrigot le'in mispar, that when we discuss the Shechina resting in a certain place, there are levels. There are an infinite number of levels to the Shechina being at a certain place. Besod ki gavah me'al gavah shomer. This goes into the secret of the verse that says, that the one who is above and above is watching over. Ukmo shematzinu bedivrei Chazal, and just like we find that Chazal tell us that there are levels of the Shechina's presence. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Asara shiyoshvim v'oskim b'Torah, Shechina b'nehim. If 10 people are dealing in Torah, the Shechina is amongst them. And then the Mishnah goes on, what about 5? What about 3? ומנין אפילו שניים, ומנין אפילו אחד. And what about if there are only two? What about if there's only one? So Shechina, the Mishnah tells us different quotes to indicate that the Shechina is there. The Pshita, it's obvious, Shashchat Shechina al Ha'echad, that when the Mishnah says that even one person who's learning, Hashem appears there, Einena be'ota madrigad shaya al Ha'echad. It's not on the same level that the Shechina appears when you have 10 people learning. Ela ki adargot or Shechina rabim eima gavoa me'al gavoa. But rather, the levels of the Shechina's, the light of the Shechina's appearance, there are many levels. And that's what we say, gavoa me'al gavoa, there's elevation above elevation, there are all kinds of levels. V'chein ha'dichti ve'asu li mikdash v'shachanti betocham. So too, when it says in the Pasuk, they will make for me a holy temple, and I will place my Shechina in their midst. Sh'la'achar sh'asu ha'mishkan v'chol ha'achanot, that after they finished building the Mishkan. And all the preparations, Yalda Shechina, the Shechina came down, Uchvod Hashem aleta Mishkan, and God's honor filled the Mishkan. Shaida madrega ila'a shel v'shachanti betocham, that then we reached a very high level of this concept of the Shechina being in their midst. Shafilu elef sheyoshvim oskim b'Torah, that even if you have 1,000 people sitting and dealing in Torah, einamash sigim kayotzeva, they can't attain that level like they had when the Shechina was in their midst, when they had the Mishkan. V'hainu sheyesh b'chinot hashra'at ha'Shechina shehayta b'kabalat ha'Torah. There's the aspect of the Shechina's being in our midst, like when we received the Torah. V'yesh mashaya b'akamat ha'Mishkan, and then there's the level that we had when we built the Mishkan. V'yesh, and then there's the level b'yoshvim oskim b'Torah Shechina shruya b'neihim, that people are sitting and learning Torah, so the Shechina's in their midst. Lefi dargot aminyan, lefi adragot aminyan, according to the number. I'm sitting here wondering if all the people listening on Skype, so it's me, you, and Moshe on the Skype, does that mean there are three here? So the Shechina's amongst us like three or two? I don't know. But the Chazal say that depending on the numbers, that constitutes how much the Shechina's there. There are different levels of Shechina's appearance. Moshe, you with us?
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm going to go with the whole technology thing. And I don't know. You know how it doesn't work out when you have Hashem's name on a computer?
Yeah, but here you're really learning with us. I say it counts as three. The Yesh Moshe Amu Chazal, and then you have it like, you have to figure if the Shechina's between all three of us. You're in the United States and we're here in Yerushalayim, so then the Shechina has to encompass all the area in between in order to be between us. V'yesh k'mo she'amru Chazal, so then you have the Shechina appearing like Chazal tell us, ish v'isha zachu, if a man and a woman purified themselves, Shechina shruya b'neihim, then the Shechina rests in their midst. She'kol eilu hem b'chinat u'madrigot chalukot ba'arat ora Shechina, that all of these are different levels, different aspects of the Shechina's giving its light. There are different levels. And with this concept that we recognize that there are different levels of the Shechina's appearance, then we could understand how Chazal's words don't contradict one another. That in essence the Shechina never came down in Egypt in the highest level. But there was the Shechina's presence on a lower level. Shal ze ne'emar, that about that lower level, the Pasuk says, Anochi yered imecha Mitzrayim, Hashem says, I will go down with you to Mitzrayim, that means my Shechina will go with you, but it'll go down on the level that the Shechina can handle, so to speak, in Mitzrayim. Ve'efshar lo'osif b'zeh, and we could add to this, Di'esh b'chinat ashrat Shechina, shibimkom kavua l'ashrat ashchina. There is a concept of the Shechina's appearing in a place that is set for the Shechina's appearing. Shamakom mukhshar leze, that the place is already prepared for the Shechina, mitzad sheyesh bo tatnaim hamvi'im nashrat ha'Shechina, because the place has all the preconditions that are necessary for the Shechina to appear. V'yesh itorerut she'al yedei kedusha, and then there is an arousal that is the holiness. Shekasher yesh kedusha, that when you have holiness, that arouses the Shechina's presence. Like 10 people sitting and learning Torah, that arouses the Shechina's presence. ובחינה זו לא הייתה יכולה להיות במצרים, מחמת תומתה. And that aspect of arousing the Shekhinah's presence, that couldn't happen in Mitzrayim because of Mitzrayim's being so defiled. ועל זה נאמר, and about that, that Moshe Rabbeinu needed to arouse the Shekhinah, Moshe Rabbeinu needed to daven to the Shekhinah. So he needed to bring in that Kedusha that he couldn't do. So about that it says, Ketzeiti Ta'ir, Moshe Rabbeinu says, when I leave the city, then I'll be able to raise my hands in prayer. Omnam. But, Yesh Bechinat Hashra'at Hashekhinah, there is an aspect of the Shekhinah's being present, Bevchinat Immo Anochi V'Tzara. That's the aspect that Hashem says, I am with him in his time of duress. Kasher Yisrael Nimtzayim Be'Tzara, when the Jewish people are in a state of duress, Az Mitoreret Midat Rachamim Aleihem, then the God's trait of mercy arouses regarding the Jewish people. V'Hashekhinah Shorah Imahem, and then the Shekhinah rests with them. So that's a different aspect of the Shekhinah. That's not an arousal like Moshe Rabbeinu needed in prayer to bring down the Shekhinah, but that's a different type of Shekhinah. That's a Shekhinah that's with the Jewish people because they're in a state of duress. Uvchina zo haitab mitzayim, and this aspect existed in Egypt. Kmo dichtiv, like the Pasuk says, vayhi bayimim harabim ahim. The Pasuk records that in those, as those great days passed, vayamot melech mitzayim, and the king of Egypt died, vayanchu v'nei Yisrael min avodah, so the Jewish people sighed from the difficult labor, vayizaku, and they wailed, vatal shavatam el ha'elokim min avodah, and their cry went up to God from their difficult work. Vayar ha'she elokim epnei Yisrael, God took note of the Jewish people, vayeda elokim, and God knew how much they were suffering. What does it mean? Vayeda elokim, vayeda, humilashon akatu v'adam yada. That's going like the verse that man knew his wife, shunyan dveikut. When it says Hashem knew the Jewish people suffering, it means Hashem bonded with the Jewish people suffering. Haynu shakadosh baruch hu kavyachol nitabek b'Yisrael. That's an indication that Hashem, so to speak, bonded with the Jewish people. Ki adata lo ne'enchu v'nei Yisrael. Till that point, the Jewish people didn't stop and sigh from their suffering. Ach ka'asher v'yanchu v'nei Yisrael min ha'avodah v'yizaku. But when the Jewish people sighed and wailed from their work, az v'yar Elokim ebnei Yisrael v'yeda Elokim, sh'niyad davuk aleihem, then Hashem took note of the Jewish people and He knew them, meaning He bonded with them, ki ka'asher Yisrael nimtza'im b'mtzuka. Because when the Jewish people are in a tight spot, v'tzo'akim la'Hashem itbarach, and they yell out, Hashem blessed be He, az mitoririm rachamim aleihem, then Hashem's mercy is aroused about them, ויורדת עליהם השראת השכינה, and the Shekhinah comes down upon them. אכן עדיין קשה מאוד, but it's still very difficult, מהזוהר הקדוש הנזכר, from the Zohar that was mentioned, you with us, Moshe?
Yeah.
שכאשר ירדו ישראל לגלות מצרים, so before we continue, what do we say? The Or Chaim HaKadosh had asked, Hashem tells Yaakov, I will go down with you to Mitzrayim. Mashma that the Shekhinah went down with us. And yet Hashem says that Moshe Rabbeinu has to leave Mitzrayim in order to daven because the Shekhinah won't appear in Mitzrayim. Yet we find that Yaakov Avinu davened to the Shekhinah, so the Shekhinah was there. Chazal tells when the Am Yisrael was sent to Golus to Mitzrayim, Hashem went with them. The Chazal tells if 10 people sit and learn Torah, the Shekhinah is there. So you see that Hashem is there wherever the Jewish people are. If a man and a woman are together correctly, so then the Shekhinah is between them. So he said there are different levels of the Shekhinah's appearance, and the high level of the Shekhinah's appearance, that doesn't happen in Mitzrayim. He said maybe also the concept of the Shekhinah's being aroused to come to Mitzrayim through holiness, that can't be attained in Mitzrayim. But yet Moshe Rabbeinu needed to get to such a high level in his davening that the Shekhinah would appear for his davening, that he couldn't do in Mitzrayim. But that the Shekhinah should help the Jewish people when they're suffering, that aspect of the Shekhinah could appear in Mitzrayim, because that's a different aspect. When the Jewish people suffered, it says, Vayeda Elokim, Hashem bonded with us. That aspect of the Shekhinah's appearance can happen. An aspect that stems from holiness, from Moshe Rabbeinu's davening, that can't happen in Mitzrayim. So that was his second aspect that he wanted to explain. Either that it's just a question of levels of the Shekhinah's appearance, or it's not only an issue of the levels of appearance, but also the aspects of appearance. Is it the Shekhinah's appearance because Moshe Rabbeinu prays and he needs a holy situation for the Shekhinah to appear to answer his prayer, and that he cannot do in Mitzrayim? Or is it just our suffering, in which case the Shekhinah can appear? So that was the second aspect he wanted to answer, the second addition. But he says it's still very difficult from the Zohar. Shekasher yodu Yisrael legalut Mitzrayim, the Zohar says when the Jewish people went down to exile to Egypt, yaldai mehem ha-shekhinah in kol ha-pamalia shel mala v'chol ha-merkava. The Zohar that he mentioned earlier said that when the Jewish people went down to Egypt, not only the Shekhinah went down, Hashem said to all his heavenly chariots and everything, his whole heavenly angels, everything else that's up there, Hashem said to them, what you guys doing up here? If my children are down there suffering, you don't belong up here. You and I, let's go down there with them. Everything Hashem says went down with him to Mitzrayim. That's what the Medrash says. V'chen masham v'usham v'taninan. And we have a Mishnah that teaches us, Bechol atah d'Yisrael galut aman. Every place that the Jewish people were exiled there, Shechinta galta imehon. The Shechina went to exile with them. So that indicates that the Shechina, what, in all its aspects, went with the Jewish people. V'chen la'alan. And there, so too we find the Medrash tells us, Amar v'yudah, Ilmalei aveyadu b'enei nasha. If only people knew Rechimuta derachim kutshabrichu liYisrael, the love that Hashem has for the Jewish people, havushagin kekafiraya, they roar like young lions, lemiltaf abatrei, to run after them. Titania, that we have a Tanakh quote, Beshata denachat Yaakov lemitzrayim, when Yaakov went down to Egypt, kara kutshabrichu lepamalia dilei, Hashem called his heavenly gathering. Amar lehon, Hashem said to them, Kulchon chutu lemitzrayim, all of you down to Egypt, v'ana echoti mechon, and I'll go down with you, etc. B'shata denachta shchinta lemitzrayim, when the Shechina came down to Mitzrayim, nachtu ba'ada, shitin riboshe malachei asharet, 600,000 heavenly angels came down with it, v'kud shabrichu bekadmeta, and God led the way down to Egypt. Hashem said, if my children are down there, I'm going down there with them. That's what it says in the Navi Micha. Vayavo malkam lifnehem v'Hashem beroshem. Their king led the way, but Hashem was at the head of the rope. Umashma mizeh. So from these midrashim it seems shebimitzrayim hayta ashrat hashchina b'madriga gdola biyoter, that in Mitzrayim he had the greatest level of the Shechina's appearance. Shakadosh baruch hu v'chol chela dishmaya yerdu l'mitzrayim, that Hashem and all the heavenly army went down to Egypt. V'yitachen leva'er b'zeh, and it's possible to explain with this, shekasher yodu Yisrael legalut Mitzrayim, that when the Jewish people went down to exile to Egypt, natan lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu et Eretz Goshen, Hashem gave them the land of Goshen, shesham yeh makom miyuchad, that over there will be a special place, upinat Torah, and a holy corner, lishkon sham Yisrael, for the Jewish people to rest. V'sham hayta ashrat ha-shechina. So we could say, maybe when it says the Shechina went down, it means it went down to Goshen, that territory where the Jews lived.
That wasn't Mitzrayim, though.
It's a good question. Some Midrashim say it was a part of Mitzrayim, but he's saying maybe over there it wasn't so tummy. So maybe over there the Shechina was able to appear. And when it says that Moshe told Paro, when I leave the city, if was it kapai, once I leave the city, I'll spread out my arms in prayer. Zaya b'irosh el Paro, that's talking about the capital, Paro's city. Shaitam le'agilu le'avodah zarah, that city was filled with all kinds of disgraceful idols. V'alkein lo hayta yechola liyot sham hashrat hashchina. That's why over there the Shechina couldn't appear. Rak michutz la'ir, only outside the city. Aval be'eretz Goshen, but in the land of Goshen, hayta hashrat Shechina. There the Shechina could appear. Shal ze ne'emar, anochi yered imcha Mitzrayima. That maybe about Goshen, Hashem said, I'll go down with you to Egypt. ובכל מקום שגלו ישראל, שכינה עמהם. And maybe when Chazal tell us wherever the Jewish people went, the Shekhinah was with them, it means like the land of Goshen, because over there it was holy. וכן מה שוכח האור החיים הקדוש מהפסוק, וישתחו ישראל על ראש המיטה. And so too, what the Orachayim HaKadosh proved from the pasuk, that Yaakov bowed to the head of the bed, demash mashiel da shechina l'mitzrayim. Over there it seems like the Shechina did go down to Mitzrayim. Kol zayah beretz Goshen. Where was Yaakov living? In the land of Goshen. Shesham lo ayu gilu le'avodah zarah. Over there they didn't have idols. Vesham hayta ashrat ha-shechina shel anochi yered imcha mitzrayima. Over there the Shechina appeared, the Shechina that said, I will go down with you to Egypt. Shebechol makom shegalu Yisrael shechina imayim. That wherever the Jews went to exile, the Shechina was with them. V'zo hayta tshuvat HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'moro shel Yaakov Avinu. And this was really God's answer when Yaakov was scared. Shelo me'etzem hagalut nityare. Yaakov wasn't scared from the exile itself. Ela mize sheshechina lo tuchal ered imhem lemitzrayim hamle'a b'gilulei avodah zarah. But he was scared from the fact that the Shechina couldn't come down with them to Egypt, for Egypt was filled with idols. ועל כן אמר לו הקדוש ברוך הוא, that's why God told him, אל תירא מרד המצרים, don't be scared of going down to Egypt, אנוכי ירד עמך, I will go down with you, שאכין להם גם שם מקום, I will prepare for them over there a place as well, שתוכל השכינה לרד עמהם, that the Shechina will be able to go down with them, שהוא ארץ גושן, that is the land of Goshen, ששם יהיו ישראל, that's where the Jews will be, ושם תהיה השראת השכינה תמיד, and that's where the Shechina will appear permanently. So this needs a lot of work. I don't know what he means. Meaning he wants to say that in Goshen there weren't idols. But what can you do that Chazal tell us the Jews were worshipping idols like the Egyptians? So it's a little difficult. Meaning I would have offered a different answer. I would have said, yeah, the Egypt, now the land of Goshen wasn't so filled with idols. Later on was a different story. Right now, Yaakov and his children went to their own location where they were faithful in serving Hashem, and maybe that's part of what he means to say. This generation wasn't worshipping idols yet. So Yaakov and his children, they could have the Shechina with them. And when they go down to Mitzrayim, so Hashem goes down with all of the Pamal Yashamala, he goes down with all his heavenly angels. But maybe by the time we hit 210 years later, by the time Moshe Rabbeinu, then the Jews were already worshipping idols. You see, the Jews were living in the midst of the Mitzrim. He had a Jewish home in between the Mitzri home. That's the whole concept of Pesach. Hashem says, I'll pass over the Jewish home. Meaning the Jewish homes were between the non-Jewish homes. So right now, yeah, the Jews were on a level. They didn't have idols in their midst. What happens 210 years later? I don't know. He's comparing it as though it's all one period. I don't know. So maybe that's part of what he means to say, and maybe not. He definitely doesn't say it. I say it. But I mean, maybe we could say that could go with what he's saying as well.